If you have your Bible, I'd like you to open with me to Judges chapter 7 this afternoon. I am not wanting to get as far in the story as the victory that Gideon wins. I'm just interested in getting us through the part that talks about the making of the vessel. And if you noticed already, it's been a whole long chapter that we've read about the making of the vessel. It's almost the entire seventh chapter that we continue to read about the making of the vessel. And it's just a few verses that talk about the victory that's won. It just goes to my point that the hard part is to make the vessel. And the Lord has worked in Gideon much. Now, I don't mean to suggest that the things we mentioned this morning are steps that we take higher and higher and we leave the one to get to the next. If we are clean and consecrated, then His Spirit will fill us. But we need to remain clean and consecrated, and His Spirit will continue to fill us. We don't graduate out of these experiences, but we mature in them. And so as we continue into chapter 7, don't forget that these things continue in Gideon's life. He still needs to be obedient. He still needs to be given and consecrated. He still needs to be clean. He needs God's Spirit to rest upon him. But we're still talking about the preparation in this vessel. In chapter 7, early in the morning, Gideon and his men are camped in the spring of Harod. And the Lord once again speaks to Gideon. Now you remember when the Lord spoke to Gideon previously, we made note of this, that when God spoke, Gideon just obeyed. He just did it. Now God speaks something again to Gideon. He says, Gideon, you have too many men for me to deliver Midian into their hands. In order that Israel may not boast against me that her own strength has saved her, announce now to the people that anyone who fears may turn back and leave Mount Gilead. Now imagine yourself to be Gideon. The Lord again speaks to you. Your response as a good vessel in His hands is just to be obedient, just to do it. But yet in your mind, you know you have 32,000 men. You know the Midianites have over 200,000 with the combined forces. It's not really an announcement that you want to make. But Gideon is just going to do it. So he probably gets up and turns off all the microphones. Anybody that wants to leave, go back home right now. Well, that's what I would have done. See, it went something like this. Maybe I should try you out. Anybody here this afternoon that really doesn't want to be here and you want to leave, go! Thank you, Lord.
But Gideon, when he made that announcement,
但是基甸, 当他宣告这样, 做这个宣告的时候,
there was just a cloud of dust.
整个灰尘埃都掀起来了。
22,000 of those guys took off.
22,000人就这么离开了。
Out of here.
就离开了。
They were afraid.
因为他们害怕。
You know, fear is not a very good thing.
恐惧实在不是一件好事。
As a matter of fact, fear paralyzes our faith.
其实恐惧可以使我们的信心, 可以使我们的信心瘫痪。
And fearful vessels do not make useful vessels.
一个害怕的器皿不是一个有用的器皿。
Fearful vessels magnify the enemy.
一个充满恐惧的器皿，他们把仇敌扩大。
Useful vessels magnify their God.
但是一个有用的器皿把他们的神放大。
We've got so many scripture verses that teach us that.
我们许多的圣经节都这么教我们。
You remember all God's people who in David's day were on one side of the valley afraid of that one big giant named Goliath.
你记得在, 大卫的年间, 所有以色列的百姓在山的这一头, 他们同时害怕那个巨人哥利亚。
Now, if you think I'm tall,
如果你认为我很高,
add another 3 feet to me.
把我, 那个人比我还要高三尺,
and you got Goliath.
那就是哥利亚。
But big,
他这么大,
strong,
大, 强大,
and when he came down into the valley and defied the armies of God and God himself, everybody in that camp were afraid.
当他下来, 攻击以色列人在那边宣战的时候,所有的以色列人都这么害怕。
And then this little kid comes walking in.
但是这个小孩子来了,
David,
他就是大卫,
anointed by the Spirit of God.
当时神的灵膏了他,
and he's visiting his friends and his brothers.
他这时候来看他的哥哥,
and he hears that Goliath bellowing out in that valley.
他听见这个巨人哥利亚在那边宣战,
and Goliath looks at these Israelites and he says, who is this guy anyway?
那当时那个,
who is this uncircumcised Philistine defying the armies of God?
当时大卫就说,
that's Goliath.
他们就吓得说,
that's Goliath. That's Goliath. He's, no, we can't fight him.
他说他的名字叫哥利亚,
David said, what do you mean fight him? Well, of course we can fight him.
大卫说,
I can't fight him, but me and God can.
我自己不行,
you see, David had no fear.
因为大卫不恐惧,
he realized the size of the enemy.
他知道仇敌的形体巨大,
but he realized the omnipotence of his God. And so you know the story, how he went down there and one little stone went up in the air.
所以我们都晓得这个故事, 他就去那边用甩石, 这样甩了一颗小石子。
Did you ever sing that one when you were in Sister Z? Did you sing that one too when you were in Sunday school? She probably did.
你们在儿童主日学曾经唱过这首歌吗?
Only a boy named David, only a little, only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing, boom, boom, boom. Only a boy named David, only a rippling brook, only a boy named David, but... And one little stone went... In the sling, and the sling went... And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went... And run and run and run and run and run and run and... And one little stone went, and the giant came tumbling, bump, bump. Now what took care of Goliath? The stone?
所以到底是什么把哥利亚打倒了？是那个石子吗？
Well, yeah, maybe.
可或许是。
I think the stone was directed by God right at the forehead of Goliath.
但是石子是受了神的控制，所以直直的打到他的前额。
But it took one little boy who had no fear because he knew his great God.
但是必须要有一个孩子，他一点都不怕，因为他认识他的神。
Peter walked on water. Do you remember that?
记得吗? 彼得曾经在水上行走。
That was a great story.
这也是一个很美的故事。
Lord, if it's really you there, bid me come on that water.
他说, 主啊, 如果是你,
and the Lord said, come on, Peter.
主就说,
And Peter jumped out of the boat and he started walking on the water. I did that once. It was great.
Well,
don't laugh at me, it's true. I up at Pilgrim Camp, upstate New York. I walked, I walked at least a quarter of a mile right on top of the water. It was in January and the lake was frozen, but that's beside the point. But this wasn't January and the lake wasn't frozen and Peter was walking on the water. But then the Bible says he saw the wind and the waves and the storm and he got his eyes off of his God. And as he saw the circumstances he was in, he began to sink. Oh, we could go on and talk about Daniel in the lion's den and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Don't you love those three young men? Don't get me started on Daniel, we'll be here all day. But there they stood and everybody else would bow to the gods of Babylon. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, you can throw us into that furnace, but we're not bowing down before the Baal, but for that idol. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And because he lives, all fear is gone. Vessels that are sanctified and meet for the Master's use are vessels that see their God and have their faith in their God. So 22,000 men run away and leave. That means that Gideon has around 10,300 people left. That's a lot. Yeah. But and then the Lord says to Gideon, there's still too many men here. We got to get rid of some of these others. I don't know if Gideon is agreeing with this, but yes, Lord, whatever you say. So take all the men down to get a drink, and the ones that lap the water there to go home, the ones that scoop there to stay. So separate those that lap like dogs from those that kneel down to drink. And 300 men lapped with their hands to their mouths. And the Lord said, Gideon, with those 300 lappers, I'm going to deliver or save you from the hand of the Midianites. Let all those other men go back to their homes also. So he dismisses another 9,700 men. He has 300 left. And the Lord, so Gideon sent the rest of the Israelites to their tents, but with the 300 who took the provisions and the trumpets of the others. Okay, did you finish? I'm sorry. We're getting close to the battle time now. Now that's good news for you. Because remember, I'm not going to go past into the battle time. So when the preparation of the vessel is finished, so are we. But just a little bit more has to happen now. And if you've been with me this whole time, don't leave me yet. Because these last two points are very, very critical. I believe it's where many, many, many Christian people fail. Cleansed and consecrated and spirit-led and filled, but they fail because of what we're about to read. It's the night before the battle. And the Lord speaks to Gideon that night. And the Lord says, Gideon, I want you to go down to the camp of the Midianites. I am going to give it into your hands this day. You can take a friend with you if you'd like to. I don't think I would have gone with Gideon. Ernie, I want you to take a walk with me. Where are we going? Well, we're going to go down to the camp of the Midianites. Bye. Have a nice walk. I'm not going down there.
You
got to be a little loco, a little crazy if you think I'm going to go down there.
But
Gideon's friend went with him. Gideon's friend trusted Gideon. And so Gideon and his friend Pur go down to behind the lines of the Midianites. Now before they go in verse 11, the Lord says, Gideon, before you get back here, when you listen to what they're saying, you'll be encouraged to attack the camp. So I realize that what I'm telling you to do is difficult. But I want you to just do it as I tell you to. Because if you do the difficult thing that I tell you to do, you're going to be encouraged and blessed because of it. And so Gideon gets up and goes sneaking behind the enemy lines. They tell us that the Midianites were the first group of people that domesticated the camel. They could ride camels. And they had a large, what do you call a bunch of camels? A bunch of camels. They had a large herd of camels. A flock of camels. They had a group of camels. And those camels were probably around the tents of the Midianites.
And
camels have a very keen sense of smell. They can smell you a mile away. So could some people sometimes, but that's beside the point. And in the middle of the night, if the camels pick up that scent, they could get restless. They could wake up those people in those tents. It's a very dangerous thing to do what Gideon and his friend were doing. They snuck up behind one of the tents. It was nighttime. The people inside that tent were asleep. And Gideon and his friend are listening to what's going on in the tent. They put their ear by the tent door and they hear. So far, I'm not greatly encouraged. But then all of a sudden, one of the men in the tent. He wakes up. Oh, no. Who's going to let
him?
He's having a bad dream. Did you ever have one of those? But this is a really bad dream. This is a dream that the Lord had evidently sent to this enemy lying in this bed this night. Now, of all the tents of the Midianites, Gideon and his friend sneak up behind this one. And just at the time they get to behind that tent, this guy has a nightmare. Isn't this lucky? No, it's not lucky. God is in this all. And so Gideon and his friend listen. In verse 13, you read what the man was telling his friend as he told his friend about the dream. First, they probably had an argument. Why don't you be quiet? What'd you wake me up for? No, you got to listen to what happened. I'm afraid. Why, what happened? What's the matter? I had a dream. And I saw a round loaf of barley bread come tumbling into the Midianite camp. And this big loaf of barley bread struck the tent with such force that the tent overturned and collapsed. This is a strange dream, isn't it? I don't think I would be afraid if I dreamt tonight about a barley bread rolling down through the camp. But this was more than just a dream. See, God was kind of making sense of it to the enemies. And they became terrified. And the one that heard the dream responded to his friend. This can be none other than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, the Israelite. God has given the Midianites and the whole camp into his hands. Now Gideon is becoming greatly encouraged outside that tent door. He nudges his friend next to him. He says, Pura!
Pura!
I'm the barley bread. Rolling through the camp. I'm the barley bread man. I talked about this a while back at another conference, another group of people. And the next morning, I don't know how he got it, but a man came to breakfast in a t-shirt. And his t-shirt said, I'm the barley bread man. And I went back the next year and about 15 people had t-shirts. I'm the barley bread man. I told them, you're not the barley bread man. Gideon is the barley bread man. But what's this all about? What's barley bread have to do with this? It really doesn't mean a whole lot to me and probably not to you, but barley is a very inexpensive, cheap grain. It's not like wheat or rye or pumpernickel or any of those more important or expensive grains. Barley bread is the least of the least. It's what you give to your animals. It's a little step up from garbage. Maybe a half step. You still want to be the barley bread man? What the Lord said to Gideon that night through that enemy lying in that tent. The Lord said, Gideon, you're nothing. And you'll never be anything. And as long as you know that you're nothing, and as long as you're willing to be nothing, you'll roll through this camp and destroy the work of the enemy. It is so hard for God to keep his vessels at the place where they're nothing.
Like, 把它摆在谦卑的位置上是多么的困难。
As soon as they're blessed by God in any way, we rise up and we're special. I'm the preacher. I prayed the prayer that moved the arm of God. Everybody bow when I pass. I'm the preacher. If you're anything, you're the barley bread man. Just to be clay in the potter's hand. And to stay clay in the potter's hand. That, I believe, is a miracle. If God can continue to make you to sense your nothingness, so that He could be everything, that no flesh should glory in His presence. And if you happen to pray the prayer, maybe you should say, in spite of my prayer, God moved. In spite of my feeble attempt, God blessed and answered.
Oh, 主啊, 求你降福, 即使, 你可以不听我的祷告。
And Gideon was so happy here. You see, the victory was won right here behind the enemy tent.
因为在这个时候, 这个战争已经得胜。
The rest of this is just mop up work.
其他的这个整个故事就是, 把它收藏就是了。
But when God has a consecrated, emptied, filled, yielded, obedient vessel,
当神能够有一个自洁、一个造空的、一个被充满了的器皿，
willing to be barley bread,
而他仍然愿意成为一个大麦饼，
He's got a victory.
而他已经得胜了。
He's got a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the Master's use.
他已经得胜了，因为他已经得着了一个贵重的器皿，成为圣洁和公主用。
So Gideon and his friend are having a happy time outside that tent.
正当时基甸跟他的朋友在这个帐篷外是多么的喜乐。
They want to sing the Hallelujah chorus, but they can't because they have to be quiet.
当时他们可能就想唱哈利路亚，但是他们不行，因为他必须要安静。
They get back, they sneak back into their camp. And when Gideon gets back, he gets all his 300 men. And it says he worshipped God. And he returned to the camp of Israel and said, "Get up, everybody, get up. The Lord has given Midianite into your hands." And he divides his 300 men into three different groups, 100 in each group. I don't really know if Gideon has 300 men or 301 men.
基甸到底是有300人还是301个人？
It really doesn't make too much difference. He just had a few.
不重要，他的人非常少。
And he gave them all an empty vessel.
他给每一个人一个空瓶。
Now that's interesting. We've been talking about empty vessels all day and yesterday, and here when it comes time for the fight to happen, Gideon gives them a clay pot.
这真的很有意思，因为过去昨天和今天我们就讲到一个器皿必须被倒空，而现在要打仗了，基甸给每一个人一个空瓶子。
And in that empty vessel, they put a torch or a lantern.
而在这个空瓶子里面藏了一个火把。And
then Gideon gives them all one of those horns.
然后他交给每一个人一个角。And
he says, "Come on, guys, it's time to fight."
然后他就说，现在就是打仗的时候。With
a clay pot.
一个空瓶子,
with a lamp inside,
里面藏着一个火把,
and a whoop, that's what we're going to fight with?
然后一个脚, 我们就用这些东西打仗吗?
They just do it.
但是他们就照着行,
because that's what Gideon told God, that's what God told Gideon to do, and Gideon told the people to do it.
因为神这么吩咐基甸,
so you have 100 here and 100 there and 100 there, and Gideon says, "Just follow me, what I do, you do."
他分成三队，一队有, 100人就是说来跟从我。
Now, they didn't have a lot of weapons.
当时他们并没有许多的武器。
They didn't have swords and they didn't have guns.
他们没有枪，没有剑。
They didn't have camels.
他们也没有骆驼。
They didn't have hardly anything. But God used what they had. They did have a ram's horn. They did have an empty clay pot. And they did have a light. So God would use what they were able to get and give to Him. You know, this is another thing about vessels. God doesn't ask you to give Him or be something that you don't have or cannot be. God takes what we have. The little that we have. Whatever it is that you have and that you are, you can give that over to Him.
We talked
this morning about giving our lives and our hearts to Him.
I'm
talking now about giving your talents and your abilities to Him. You just give Him what you have. And He'll use what you give Him. You remember when Jesus was with His disciples and they had a whole multitude of people to feed.
Five thousand men
besides women and children. And the disciples were wanting Jesus to dismiss the meeting because he thought the people might be getting hungry. Somebody thought they must have been a Chinese group. I don't see how you could be hungry around here though.
But
Jesus looked back at his disciples and he says, you feed them. Feed them. What am I going to give them? We don't have any food to give them. Well, how could I feed these? Lord, if we could find a store open and we were able to buy all the food, we couldn't purchase it all. We can't feed them. You remember one disciple, I think it was Andrew, he found a little boy who brought his lunch. That little boy sitting there getting ready to unpack his sandwich, he opens his brown paper bag. And Andrew says, what are you doing there, son? My mommy gave me lunch. I'm going to eat my lunch. From my mommy gave me 5 loaves of bread, 2 little fish. Give it to me. You big bully, you. He was probably kind and he took it when the boy turned around. I don't know what he did. But he got that 5 loaves and 2 fish away from that little boy. He's got this little bag of lunch and Jesus says, now what do we have? What food do we have here? And Andrew says, well, I got this little lunch that this boy had. But what is this among so many?
You
remember what Jesus did? He took those 5 loaves and those 2 fish. And he began to break that bread. And he broke it. He just kept on going. And he filled a basket with the bread. And he filled 12 baskets with the bread.
And
his disciples started to feed the crowd and they came back and he refilled the baskets with the bread that he was just making as he went along. And he did the same with the fish. It just multiplied. It just kept on coming. And after it was all done, Jesus said, now let's go pick up the leftovers. And don't you know, there were 12 baskets full left over. Every disciple got their own basket. And those disciples learned a lesson. Whatever he says, just do it. And if we don't have much to give, just give what we got, that's all. Don't be embarrassed because you don't have a lot, and don't hide it because you're afraid to give it. Give what you have. Because little is much when God is in it. And so the disciples were all fed, and so was that whole multitude. Moses had the same experience. Who should I say sent me when I stand before Pharaoh, the most powerful and influential man in the whole world? Well, if he wants to know who I am, tell him I am.
摩西这样就问神说，我应该对法老说谁差遣我呢？神就说就差遣，就告诉他我是那个我是的神。
Well, that's a funny name, I am.
我是的神，这是一个很奇怪的名字。
What happens if he doesn't believe?
如果他不相信我呢？
Well, what do you have in your hand?
你手上有的是什么？
I have a stick, a rod.
摩西说我手上有一根杖。
Okay, if you get in front of Pharaoh and he wants to see something and he doesn't believe you, just throw down your rod and it will turn into a serpent.
所以耶和华神对摩西说，当你去见法老的时候，如果他不相信你，就把你的杖丢在地上，他就会变成一条蛇。
See, that's all that Moses had.
因为这根杖就是摩西所拥有的一切。
And God didn't say, well, you need this, 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 and this, and then come and we'll talk.
神并没有说你必须要拥有这些这些这些，然后你来。
The Lord just wants us to give Him what it is that we have, as small and as meager as it may be.
不管我们拥有的是非常的微小，非常的微不足道，就把这一切给他。
And until we get over our embarrassment about how nothing we are,
一直到我们能够胜过我们自己对自己的难为情，觉得我们拥有的太少。
We'll never become useful for Him.
我们永远不会成为一个有用的器皿。
And some people who are potential vessels go through their whole lives not being vessels because they're embarrassed about the little that they are.
有些人他们很有潜力可以成为一个有用的器皿，但是他们一生都是觉得自己很难为情，自己觉得自己没有什么。
And we are little.
的确，我们是非常的微小。
And we are insignificant.
我们非常的微不足道。 And
we are not wise or noble or special.
我们并不特别，我们也并不聪明，并不有用。But
we can be clay in the potter's hand.
但是我们可以成为窑匠手中的那一块泥。So
Moses got into that tight spot, and he threw down his rod, and it became a serpent slithering around the floor in front of Pharaoh.
所以摩西当时就在法老面前的确有这么一个经历，他就把他的杖丢在地上。
And you remember, Pharaoh's magician said, that's nothing, I can do that too. And they threw down their sticks and they became serpents too, slithering around on the floor. But you remember what Moses' rod did? When those other snakes were crawling around, Moses' rod looked and said, there's lunch.
当摩西的杖看到其他有些蛇在旁边的时候，他说，嗯，这就是我的午餐。
Moses' rod stuck up behind their rods and went.
所以摩西的杖就把其他的那些蛇吞掉了。
That was good. Let me go for more. And he ate up all the rods of those other guys.
所以他就把这些杖都变的蛇都吞掉了。
I don't know if it's true or not, but I think history bears the fact that when Moses went to pick up his rod, he hurt his back.
我不晓得这圣经上没有记载，但是我想当摩西去捡起他那个杖的时候，那个杖这么重，他的腰都闪了。
It got so heavy and fat from all the snakes that it had been eaten.
因为这个杖吞了这么多的蛇，一定变得很大很粗。
Little is much when God is in it.
当神在其中的时候，一点点可以变成很多。
And so if you only have a little clay pot,
如果我们有的只有一个。
With a little light on the inside,
然后里面有一个小火把,
well, that's what we'll use to win the victory.
如果这就是你有的,
and so the children of Israel lined up around the Midianite camp.
所以以色列人就,他们就,在米甸营的周围,
at the given signal, rushed down into the Midianite camp.
当他们听见信号的时候,
they blow their horns.
开始吹角,
They smash those clay pots. The light blazes from the jar because of the torch that was inside. And the Midianites and the eastern tribes go into a frenzy. And they begin to kill each other and turn on each other.
And that
day begins the beginning of the end of the Midianites as far as Israel was concerned. But we need to yet talk about this clay pot for a few minutes before we close. Would you open your Bibles or turn in your Bibles with me to 2 Corinthians chapter
3?
Chapter
4.
Here the Apostle Paul is in the middle of a discourse about the ministration of the New Covenant. And what he's saying is that the glory of the New Covenant far surpasses the glory of the Old Covenant. And he says, God has given us this ministry of the New Covenant. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We don't use deception. We don't distort God's word. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
第四章第一节第二节，我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不丧胆，乃将那些暧昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建立个人的良心。
And then he makes a statement in verse 4 I'd like to call your attention to especially.
If our gospel
is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. They cannot see the light of the glory of Christ. God who commanded, verse 6, God who said, let light shine out of darkness.
第六节,
he made His light to shine in our hearts. And He gives to us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. And we have this treasure in jars of clay. The treasure being the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. That which the world needs to see but cannot see because it is hidden from them. But God has caused light to shine into our hearts. And He has called us to let that light shine from our lives. Go back with me and Sister Z to our childhoods when we used to sing, hide it under a bushel. Who? Hide it under a bushel? No! I'm going to let it shine. Let what shine? It. What is it? The light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. You are not it. Unless you're playing tag. You're not it. You're not the light. He is the light. And He in your vessel wants to shine the light. So you don't want to hide that light under a bushel. No. You don't want to hide that light inside your jar of clay. No. You want the light to Excuse me a minute. You want the light to get out so that it can shine. Now what was Gideon supposed to do to get the light out of the clay jar? How does it happen? He broke the jar. He what to the jar? He broke it. Well, we've been talking about 2 days here to make earthen vessels, to make jars of clay, and now you're breaking them. Follow me a couple more minutes if you would. He makes vessels to break vessels. Before he can break them, he needs to make them. And he puts his light in them. And he anoints them with his
spirit.
And he anoints them by putting his spirit upon them. They're empty vessels. No soup or broth. No self or idols. Inside the clay jar goes the light. But in order for that light to shine, the vessel needs to be broken. And that's hard. And that's my final point. Because that's what Gideon needed to do before the victory was won. Imagine if they all came rushing down into the camp of the Midianites. And they all went on their ram's horns. But they said, oh, we don't want to break the vessel. It's so nice. We like it just the way it is. They would have run down to their slaughter. Because the victory was won when the vessel was broken and the light began to shine. And Paul says we have this treasure inside of these earthen vessels of ours. But in order for that light to get out, the vessel needs to be broken. In Psalms 51, David said, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart thou wilt not despise. You know, Jesus was, he said, when I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. And there was such light that shone from Jesus. But none brighter than when he was broken. We read already in Isaiah where God says it pleased the Lord to bruise his son. And Jesus, before he went to the cross in the upper room with his disciples, gave them that emblem that we took this morning and said, take, eat, this is my body broken for you.
在耶稣上十字架之前，在小楼上，他们在那里剥饼的时候，耶稣把这个饼递给他的门徒说：“你们吃，这是我的身体，为了你们而剥开。”Had
Jesus just come to this world and taught as he did?
难道耶稣来到这个地上只是来教导我们吗？
Had Jesus come to this world and healed the many that he healed?
他只是来这边来医治病人吗？
Raise the dead. Had his body not been broken, the light of the glorious gospel would not be shining today. But Jesus Christ needed to be broken in order to do the will of his Father. It was he who was prophesied of him, a body hast thou prepared for me. And in this holy, consecrated, spirit-filled body, Lord, I want your will to be done. Jesus said, I don't speak my own words.
耶稣说,
I don't go my own way. I do only the things that my Father wants me to do. But dear brothers and sisters, it would have all been useless had his body not been broken.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊,
but he was willing in that vessel to allow that vessel to be crushed. So that the light might shine. And then before he left the world, he turned to his disciples and said, You're the light of the world. You're the light of the world in Pomona. You're the light of the world in Cupertino. In San Gabriel and in Culver City. Or wherever else you're from, you're the light of the world. And how is that light going to be seen unless that vessel is broken? And so he makes the vessel. He molds the vessel. He fills the vessel. And to get the most use from it, he breaks it. Are you willing to be broken? Your will, your desire, just to be broken so that the light might shine through you, so that the victories might be won in His name. We read of that woman who snuck into that little room where the disciples of Jesus were meeting 2 days before his crucifixion. She had a jar with her. We read that that was perfume in that jar. Spikenard perfume, very costly. Probably represented everything that woman had ever earned in her life. All that she had, all that she was, all that she possessed. It was all wrapped up in that little jar of spikenard. You wouldn't want one drop of that to fall to the ground. It's costly. It seems that woman had understood something about Jesus' talk of his going to the cross. She wanted to anoint his body beforehand for the burying. And so while all these several men were around Jesus talking with him and having fellowship with him, in came this woman who wasn't invited. And she took that spikenard ointment that was very costly. And she broke that bottle. That spikenard wasn't doing any good inside that bottle. That vessel needed to be broken before she could really pour out that offering and that spikenard on Jesus, the object of her love. When it was broken, that whole room was filled with the fragrance of that odor. One of the disciples said, what a waste that is. You have a perfectly good vessel with perfectly good perfume and you break it? We could have sold that and given it away to the poor. But Jesus said, leave this woman alone. She's done a good thing. It was good that that vessel be broken, that ointment be poured out, that room filled with the fragrance. Let him break your vessel. You remember when Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall? You remember him? And all the king's horses and all the king's men, they couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again? You don't know Humpty Dumpty, do you? I could tell she doesn't know who Humpty Dumpty is, but some of you remember that little story. And
有一个故事，有一个 Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, there you go. You know, when we fall sometimes, and when he breaks us, we try to put ourselves back together again.
当我们跌倒的时候，我们常常想要把自己再拼拼凑凑起来.
We get crazy glue and all kind, try to put it back together.
我们或许用一些胶，强力胶，想把自己拼拼凑凑再补起来.
Your best broken. You're at your best when you're broken.
但是你知道吗？当我们被打破的时候，就是我们最好的时候。
Stay broken.
让我们继续就这么留在被打破的情形。Stay
barley bread.
让我们继续留在做一个大麦饼的情况。The
more nothing and the more broken you are, the better it will be for Him.
我们越被打碎，神就越得到荣耀。
I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
我希望你能够了解我现在的信息。
And I hope you realize how hard it is for him to get vessels sanctified and meet for the Master's use. But I believe that there are many here today and have been who have a heart for this. You desire to be what he wants you to be. You desire for His Spirit to fall and to rest upon your life. And you're willing to be nothing so that He could be everything. You're willing to be broken so that that light might shine in and through you. I believe that that's His way. I believe the Apostle Paul taught it in his word. Peter writes about it, so does John. And the greatest example of all, the Lord Jesus Christ, made himself of no reputation, took upon himself the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of sinful flesh, who was God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He was willing to be nothing, that his Father might be everything. Dear Lord Jesus, this afternoon we would say also that we are willing to be nothing. So that you might be everything. As we read last night, that you might fill all things in all ways. We pray, dear Lord Jesus, that you will get us out of your way. And Lord, in spite of our attempts and our efforts, that Lord Jesus, you will shine forth. Take the little that we are, Jesus. The small thing that we bring to you today. And Lord, we pray that you'll use us for your honor and for your glory. We thank you for your word. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will write these truths in our hearts. And that our constant prayer would be that you would be everything to us, Lord. That people that we meet might meet Jesus. That people that see us might see you in us. That we might be broken so that the light of Christ might shine. Help us this afternoon to come down. Help us to humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Lord, make us the barley bread man or woman. To the honor and to the praise and to the glory of your name. We thank you for it. Amen. Would you sing with me a prayer in closing? This is not a little children's song. This is a grown-up prayer. It's a short hymn. But it's found in the big hymn book. And if you don't have one, you probably don't need it. It's number
252.
It's that prayer that simply says, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. You notice when you get to the middle of that chorus, it says, break me, break me, melt me, mold me, fill me, and then use me.
在这里，在中间，他说，破我，容我。 磨我，造我，再来用我。
Some renditions of this little chorus leave out the break me part. They don't like it.
有些诗歌的翻译，他们 不翻这个破我，因为他们不喜欢。
I think it's one of the best lines and phrases in the song.
但是我认为这是最好的一节。
Break me, Lord.
把我打破。
So that I can be filled and used as you desire for your glory.
所以你能够充满我，能够来用我。
Could we sing it together?
让我们一起来唱。
Spirit of the The Lord is hearing our prayer and will grant an answer. We're just going to pray it and sing it one more time before we're dismissed. And being that it's my last opportunity to speak to you, I just want to thank you for allowing me to be here. I trust that God continues to work in us tonight and tomorrow morning. His Spirit will fall on us. He'll make us to be the church He wants us to be. Filled with the light of God and the fullness of God. Pray for me as you think of it in the coming days, and I'll pray for you. And together, by the grace of God, we'll be what He wants us to be. Let's pray one more time in closing. Spirit.